First of all, start out and say we're thrilled to get this done with Chris, and here's a guy that in his fourth year with the Broncos, and you can talk about where he started and where he's come from. It's the same old adage that we say it every year, is that doesn't matter where you're drafted or how you get here. The bottom line is we can coach him, but the bottom line is it comes from the player. It comes from the player from inside out and what he can do as a player. And I think Chris represents, everything we'd like to see in the Denver Bronco. You know, not only on the football field, the way that he plays on the field, but also what he does in the community. He does a tremendous job in the community, too. So, I think Chris is the first one that, other than Champ way back when we first got here, is that it's important for us to keep our own. And, Chris is, you talk about the contract, you talk about everything, is the bottom line is Chris has earned all this. And we're just thrilled that we were able to get it done. I'd like to thank Fred Lyles, who represented Chris, as well as Mike Sullivan, who was part of this deal the whole time. And so it's always, you always go through these things, and it's never real easy. But, once you get it done, it's something that I know we're thrilled with it. And talking to Chris, that he's thrilled with it. So we're, like I said, Chris represents what the Denver Broncos are about. We're thrilled he's going to be here another 5 years, and we expect things just to continue to get better. So, and Leah, congratulations, and looks like my little grandson, except he's just a little bit older, so it's neat to see. But congratulations on that, and like I said, it's a great thing, and that we were able to get this done with Chris. So with that said, I'll take a couple questions. Or Chris, go first, and then okay. Yeah.
I just want to say it's a great feeling being here for the next 5 years. I want to thank God, my wife, my family, just for the love and support, and also the Broncos organization. It just gave me the opportunity to be able to show what I can do on the field and to show my talents. And it's been awesome. First 4 years, winning division titles every year, and I just want to continue to keep that streak alive.
Any questions? Chris, how much of a contrast is a moment like this, thinking back to the draft when you waited and maybe drafted, but then you come here? The contrast of that.
I mean, I can just remember, man. Time flies, but I just remember just waiting so long during that lockout, and just knowing that I didn't know when the lockout was going to come up, when I was going to have a chance to play, but. Just knowing that as soon as that lockout came up, I was picked up quick. So, I mean, I was just that experience went by so fast, but it was a crazy experience just because that lockout made it the wait so long.
Chris, you know you're going to be a free agent potentially at the end of the year. Were you surprised that the Broncos' willingness to want to get this done during the season?
No, I wasn't surprised. I feel like my play was at an elite level since I've been in the league, and I've been very consistent. And that's something that I try to pride myself in, is being consistent. And that's something that I've been doing for the past 4 years.
When getting this done, how important is it to remain here and maybe follow the footsteps of your idol, one of your idols?
Oh, yeah. Before we started talking, I told my agent, please get the deal done here. And this is where my family's happy. This is where I'm happy. And so that's where I always wanted to be. And I love the organization. I love the people around here. And they've helped me get to this point, and I just want to stay here.
There's been some banter out there that you could have got quite a bit more in the open market.
I definitely could have got a lot more on the open market. I know that. We all know that, but it's not all about money at the end of the day. It's about being happy, and I'm satisfied. I'm happy being here. I'm not too big of just getting a top corner money or whatever. I was just focusing on being here and being able to get somewhere in the market of what my play was.
Did you feel different mentally? Did it seem different when you're on the field?
Yesterday, I felt like it was a cloud over that cloud over my head was gone. I could just play football and I just let it go, man. Playing yesterday was probably one of the best feelings. Just going out there, just. just playing free. And I look forward to just continue to play with a clear mind like I have yesterday for the rest of the season.
Is this when you start to feel the fact that you won't be underrated and kind of looked over anymore? You've done it backward. You got paid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always thought once you get your contract, I think that's when the accolades and all that stuff comes. But I think people are still going to see me as an underrated player just because my size and the way I came into the league. And that's just something that I know my whole career I'm going to have to deal with that.